The Jennifer Morgue, Disc 2.
Chapter 2. Going Down to Dunwich. The river of time may wait for no man, but sometimes extreme stress causes it to run shallow. Cast the fly back 4 weeks and see what you catch, reeling in the month-old memories. It's late on a rainy Saturday morning in February, and Mo and I are drinking the remains of the breakfast coffee while talking about holidays. Or rather, she's talking about holidays, while I'm nose-deep in a big, fat book, reacquainting myself with the classics. To tell the truth, each interruption breaks my concentration, so I'm barely paying attention. Besides, I'm not really keen on the idea of forking out money for 2 weeks in self-catering accommodation somewhere hot. We're supposed to be saving up for the deposit for a mortgage, after all. "How about Crete?" she asks from the kitchen table, drawing a careful red circle around 3 column inches of newsprint. "Won't you burn?" Mo's got classic redhead skin and freckles. "We in the developed world have this advanced technology called sunblock. You may have heard of it." Mo glares at me. "You're not paying attention, are you?" I sigh and put the book down. Damn it, why now? Just as I'm getting to Tannenbaum's masterful and witty takedown of the OSI protocol stack. Guilty as charged. "Why not?" She leans forward, arms crossed, staring at me intently. "Good book," I admit. "Oh, well, that makes it all right," she snorts. "You can always take it to the beach, but you'll be kicking yourself if we wait too long and the cheap packages are all overbooked and we're left with choosing between the dregs of the club 18 to 30 stuff or paying through the nose, or one of us gets sent on detached duty again because we didn't notify HR of our vacation plans in time. Right?" "I'm sorry. I guess I'm just not that enthusiastic right now." "Yes, well, I just paid my Christmas credit card bill too, love. Face it, by May, we're both going to be needing a vacation, and they'll be twice as expensive if you leave booking it too late." I look Mo in the eyes and realise she's got me metaphorically surrounded. She's older than I am, at least a couple of years older, and more responsible, and as for what she sees in me, well, if there's one disadvantage to living with her, it's that she's got a tendency to organise me. "But Crete?" "Crete, island of. Home of the High Minoan civilization. Probably collapsed due to rapid climactic change or the explosion of the volcano on Thera. Santorini, depending who you read. Loads of glorious frescoes and palace ruins, wonderful beaches, and moussaka to die for. Grilled octopus, too. I know all about your thing for eating food with tentacles. If we aim for late May, we'll beat the sunbathing masses. I was thinking we should book some side tours. I'm reading up on the archaeology, and a self-catering apartment where we can chill for 2 weeks, soak up some sun before the temperature goes into the high 30s and everything bakes. How does that sound to you? I can practice the fiddle while you burn." "It sounds..." I stop. "Hang on, what's the archaeology thing about?" "Judith's had me reading up on the history of the littoral civilizations lately," she says. "I thought it'd be nice to take a look." Judith is deputy head of aquatic affairs at work. She spends about half her time out at the laundry training facility in Dunwich and the other half up at Loch Ness. "Ah," I hunt around for a scrap of kitchen roll to use as a bookmark. "So this is work, really?" "No, it's not." Mo closes the newspaper section, then picks it up and begins to shake the pages into order. She won't stop until she's got them perfectly aligned and smooth enough to sell all over again. It's one of her nervous tics.
"I'm just curious. I've been reading so much about the Minoans and the precedent case law behind the human Deep One treaties that it just caught my interest. Besides which, I last went on holiday to Greece about 20 years ago on a school trip. It's about time to go back there, and I thought it'd be a nice place to relax. Sun, sex, and squid, with a side order of archaeology.